the Senate please come to order? Members, please note their presence by voting.
The roll shows 18 senators present this morning. Senator Stimson is excused. We'll call the Senate today.
Would the Senate please rise for prayer? Pastor John Findlay, Golden Lights United Church.
Let's pray. In Wilson's play, Chanticleer, Clare, after observing that after he crowed the sun came up, the rooster Chanticleer reasoned that it was his crowing which caused the sun to rise. Lord, save us today from thinking that because we crow, the sun shines. Amen.
Will the secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the Journal for the 52nd legislative day.
Senator Collette.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Journal for the 52nd legislative day be approved to certify.
Hearing no objection, the Journal is certified. This brings us down to the introduction of guest Senator Petrullo.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure today to introduce a number of people from the Talkeetna High School class that are here to visit with us. They also have chaperones, and I'll ask if I'd be allowed to introduce them all, and we can kind of applaud them or greet them after the introduction. Jeanette Seal of Juneau is here accompanying the group, and I again apologize if I mispronounce names. J.D. Moody, Nick Jurassic, Ralph Souza, Chad Valentine, Les Wheatley, Jeanette Albert, Maureen Coleman, Karen Donahoe, Elizabeth Kellard, Carol Theodore, Marsha Wallace, Debbie Womskin, and Mrs. Marianne Jurassic, Mr. and Mrs. Valentine. Welcome.
Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, Senator Mealon and I have two friends in the gallery on my side. One is an old friend and one is a new friend. These gentlemen work for household finance. Kirk Henry is well known to many of you. He is now stationed in Chicago, and with him is Jeffrey Hellman, now in Seattle.
Gentlemen. Michael.
Mr. President, I have two young constituents in the gallery behind me, one of them the daughter of a lobbyist that we all know, the daughter of Don Magnuson, Carla Magnuson, and Kathy Moore.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of privilege to introduce two friends and constituents from Cotsville, Dennis Kippelman and Marie Schwinn, sitting on the far gallery.
Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, also, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce one of my very closest friends, a man who went back to Minnesota at about 18 or 19 years of age, went farming there, made himself a tremendous success and a great fortune, is up here advising the governor on the Flint McKenzie Project. He's been back and forth this country for over 30 years. Mr. Bill Hines, St. Charles, Minnesota.
Brings us down to messages from the governor. Do we have any messages from the governor?
We have no messages this morning, Mr. President.
How about messages from the other House?
Message of March 5. The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Joint Resolution Number 70 by Representatives Hurlburt, Halford, Anderson, Barnes, Brown, Freeman, Fuller, Haugen, Hayes, McKinnon, Malone, Martin, Miles, Miller, Montgomery, Moss, Munson, Osterbach, Randolph, Rogers, Zaroff, and Gardner, relating to operations at Bush Airports in Alaska.
State Affairs.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 452 rules by the Rules Committee, an act relating to credit unions and providing for an effective date.
Commerce.
Message of March 5. The House has passed Senate Bill 104 amended, establishing the Court of Appeals with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 104, Judiciary, amended House, relating to the judiciary, establishing a court of appeals, amending the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court, the Superior Court, and the District Court, clarifying and amending the sentence appeal and other appellate jurisdiction of the Superior Court, changing the qualifications of justices and judges, providing that justices and judges may serve as delegates to constitutional conventions, amending the time period in which the Judicial Council is to provide information to the public concerning judicial officers standing for retention election, changing Rule 21, Rules of Appellate Procedure, and Rule 7, District Court Criminal Rules, and transmitting for consideration.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that action relating to House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 104 be deferred until Monday.
Hearing no objection, action is deferred until Monday.
Those are the messages from the House this morning.
Are there any communications?
We have no communications.
Do we have any reports of standing committee?
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 50 extending the life of the Blue Ribbon Commission on the State Personnel Act and reports it back as follows with a new fiscal note. Senator Mulcahy, chairman, signed do pass. Senator Ziegler signed without recommendation. Senator Bradley signed no recommendation. Senator Kelly signed do not pass unless amended. Senator Mulcahy also wrote this bill does have a fiscal impact and should go to finance. It has no further referral.
Finance.
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 55 urging the Department of Revenue to rescind its ruling relating to taxation of flight crew members and recommends do pass, signed Senator Mulcahy, chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler, Bradley, and Kelly. SCR 55 has a further referral to finance. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 38, development of a commuter railroad in the Matanuska-Susitna Valley, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass, signed Senator Mulcahy, chairman, concurring Senators Bradley and Kelly. Senator Ziegler signed without recommendation. SJR 38 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill Number 343, providing for issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $20,500,000 for capital improvements for the University of Alaska facilities, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and reports that back as follows. Senator Hackney, chairman, and Senator Ferencamp signed do pass. Senators Ferguson, Sturgiluski, and Coletta signed no recommendation. SB 343 has a further referral to finance. The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 481, establishing the Denali Recreational Area Commission, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass, signed Senator Sumner, chairman, concurring Senators Bennett, Ferencamp, Dankworth, Meland, and Pertula. Senator Mulcahy signed no recommendation. SB 481 has a further referral to finance. The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 482, appropriation to Denali Recreation Area Commission, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass, signed Senator Sumner, chairman, concurring Senators Bennett, Ferencamp, Dankworth, Meland, and Pertula. Senator Mulcahy signed no recommendation. SB 482 has a further referral to finance. The Rules Committee considered the following and recommend they be placed in the March 6th calendar. Senate Bill 112, Corporate Dissolution and Reinstatement and Fees Paid by Businesses and Corporations. Senate Bill 383, Supplemental Appropriation to the Office of the Governor, European and Asian Offices. Senate Bill Number 396, Supplemental Appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services, Division of Corrections. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner, Tillian, Ziegler, and Holman. The Rules Committee considered House Bill 597, Supplemental Appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for the Iditarod Trail Race, and recommends it be placed on the March 6th calendar. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner, Tillian, and Holman. Senator Ziegler signed without recommendation. These do appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports this morning.
Is there any special committee reports?
We have no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 61 by the Judiciary Committee proposing amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to annulment of regulations by the legislature.
Judiciary.
That's the only resolution this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 513 by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to minimum standards for insurance contracts.
State Affairs.
That's the only bill today.
That brings us down to consideration of our daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 112 by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to corporate dissolution and reinstatement and fees paid by businesses and corporations and providing for an effective date. The Commerce Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Bradley and Senator Sturgill-Lewski signed, do pass. Senator Ferguson signed, no recommendation. Senator Kelly signed, do not pass. The Finance Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass with a new fiscal note. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring, Senator Sumner, Hackney, Bennett, and Curtula. Senators Ray and Holman signed, no recommendation. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, we stand at ease, please.
Senate, please come back to order.
Amendment number one by Senator Coletta. On page 12, line 17, section 27, change effective date to 1 July 1980.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the amendment, technical amendment. The bill was held over from the first half of the session, and of course the effective date is incorrect.
You ask unanimous consent?
Yes, I do.
Are there any objections to amendment number one, changing the effective date from July 1979 to July 1980? Hearing no objections, amendment number one is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and Senate Bill 112 amended be considered in gross advance of third reading and placed for final passage.
No objections.
Senate Bill number 112 amended, an act relating to corporate dissolution and reinstatement and fees paid by businesses and corporations and providing for an effective date.
Senator Bennett.
Thank you, Mr. President. The bill before you proposes several changes to corporate and associations, Title 10. The major one being that it will require, instead of annual filing and reporting, it will be every 2 years, or biannual. It will be the same biannual for tax payments. The next thing that it will actually do, and probably the largest thing it will do, is remove the statutory requirements for fees to be paid, and the department by regulation will set the fees which will be charged for the services. And the final major thing that this will do is reduces the delinquency period from 6 to 2 months, after which the department must take steps to involuntarily dissolve the business corporation if they fail to file.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, there are over 25 instances in this bill where we've taken the filing rate away from the legislature and handed it over again to bureaucrats and state government. One of the major costs of doing business in this state, of course, is the number of fees that a business has to go through when they're trying to get their permits and whatever. In general, I oppose establishing the fee system by regulation. I think it's much easier to increase the fees by regulation than it is by statute, and I will oppose this bill.
Senator Bradley?
Mr. President, the reason that the request was made to have it done by the Division of Banking of the Department of Commerce and Economic Development was because the fees were changed in 1974 and again in 1976. We have a lot of important things to do in the legislature, rather, I think, than just pass bills to change fees. So if we can't trust the Division of Banking and corporations to adjust these so that the taxpayer won't have to pay this cost, but they will be raised to where the corporations themselves will pay the necessary fees, I think it's a bad deal. I think it's good that they should be established by regulation by the various departments. In this instance, about one department, rather than us have to pass a bill every time we raise the fees so the taxpayer won't have to pay.
The question, oh, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I'd just like to respond briefly to Senator Bradley and then perhaps have my microphone fixed. I think it's important the state of Alaska encourage the formation of corporations, particularly for small businesses. They offer a number of advantages and protections to Alaska's small businesses. And like Senator Kelly, I share his concern over increasing the fees, which may put the forming of a corporation beyond the means of many small businessmen and businesswomen in Alaska. On the other hand, I do understand the reason for it. And I suppose this ties in with the question of how the legislature is going to control administrative actions. And perhaps we might well consider, as and perhaps this will go to free conference, a mechanism by which the legislature can have the final say over these fees, either by requiring that a resolution be passed before they can become effective, or by some review mechanism, as Senator Bennett has proposed. But I think it's important that we not try and keep the fees so high that small corporations have a difficulty in forming. Certainly a better argument can be made for larger corporations that can afford perhaps heftier filing fees, but certainly for many of Alaska's businesses, I think it's appropriate that we keep the fees as low as possible to encourage them to form these corporations. Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. Chairman. Senator Kutcher, again, you have essentially maybe a good news, bad news arrangement, but heavy good news is that you can reduce your paperwork and your own in-house bookkeeping by having to file every 2 years instead of every year. And the administration itself is more on top of current corporations by virtue of having a shorter period of time in which they can effect dissolution of those that are really non-existent. I think it's a good bill. The fee thing can be settled if necessary in another step. If it's abused, it can be settled in subsequent new statute.
Mr. President,
Senator Ray.
I oppose the bill because I don't think it does what it purports to do. It doesn't cut down any of the paperwork. It just divides it up. And you do it 1 year, and you do it another year. And I think the bill's unnecessary, really.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Bill 112 amended pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 3 nays.
And so Senate Bill 112 amended has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Bill 112 amended be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Senate Bill number 383 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Office of the Governor, European and Asian offices, and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and do pass, signed Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Hafney, and Sumner. Senators Ray, Curtula, and Bennett signed, no recommendation.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for adoption of the Finance Committee report.
Hearing no objection, the Finance Committee version is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 383 by the Finance Committee, an act making supplemental appropriations to the Office of the Governor and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and committee substitute for Senate Bill 383 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Okay. Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 383, an act making supplemental appropriations to the Office of the Governor and providing for an effective date.
Question.
The question has been called for. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 383 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 3 nays.
And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 383 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 383 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Senate Bill number 396 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Health and Social Services, Division of Corrections, and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and do pass, signed Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Gray, Curtula, Bennett, Hackney, and Sumner. There's a committee substitute.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the committee substitute.
Hearing no objection, the committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 396 by the Finance Committee, an act making appropriations to the Department of Health and Social Services and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and committee substitute for Senate Bill 396 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Objection. Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 396, an act making appropriations to the Department of Health and Social Services and providing for an effective date.
Senator Ray?
I will yield.
Senator Ferguson?
Mr. President, it's amazed me how the administration fails to recognize many of the communities around the state that provide a service for the state of Alaska, yet fails to pay its fair share to those communities. Under the administration bill, very little was accommodated to the other communities. I will have a request for $57,000 for the city of Kotzebue in the same area, and I think that it behooves the legislature to take a look at what the communities actually do provide for the state and the reimbursement process that we go through.
Senator Curtula?
We didn't take those up, but every small town has some of the same problems. City of Valdez has the exact same one. I'm sure that in a subsequent time we will take those up.
Senator Ray?
So I'm carrying the bill, Mr. President, and if there are any questions, I would answer.
Mr. President, the brief at ease, please.
Please come back to order. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, there were a couple of questions that were posed to me on community-based programs and what they are. There was a shortfall in the money and the difference. The request is the difference that they need for community-based alternatives to incarceration. That was one of the questions. The other is whether Bartlett Hospital is a profit-making organization. It is not. It is owned and operated by the City of Juneau. Are there any other questions?
The question has been called for. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 396 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas.
And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 396 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 396 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
House Bill number 597 by Representatives Fuller, Anderson, Barnes, Byrne, Bettesworth, Branson, Brown, Buchholz, Carney, Cotton, Duncan, Freeman, Guy, Halford, Haugen, Hayes, Hurlburt, McKinnon, Malone, Martin, Meekins, Metcalf, Miles, Miller, Moss, Munson, O'Connell, Osterbach, Parker, Rogers, Schaefer, Smith, Zaroff, and Gardner. An act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for the Iditarod Trail Race and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends do pass. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Sumner, Chairman, concurring Senators Fahrenkamp, Mulcahy, Dankworth, Bennett, and Meehlin. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Ray, Krutula, Bennett, Hackney, and Sumner. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and House Bill 597 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
House Bill number 597, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for the Iditarod Trail Race and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall House Bill 597 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
And so House Bill 597 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of House Bill 597 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Senate Bill 302 amended. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Safety for participation in the Alaska Avalanche Warning System and providing for an effective date. See, that's the wrong title. Special appropriation to the Department of Public Safety to the New Capital Site Planning Commission and transfer of funds from the General Fund to the Alaska Permanent Fund was returned to the Rules Committee on February 19th after reconsideration. The Rules Committee offered a committee substitute. The Rules Committee on March 5th recommends it be placed on the March 6th calendar with a committee substitute with a new title and reports that back as follows. Senator Coletta, Chairman, signed, do pass. Senator Ziegler signed, please don't amend again. Senator Tillian signed, place on calendar. Senator Holman signed, calendar if Ziegler keeps to his no amendment promise above. And Senator Sumner signed, no recommendation. There is a committee substitute.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the Rules Committee substitute.
Hearing no objection, the Rules Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original collection.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 302, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Safety for participation in the Alaska Avalanche Warning System and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and committee substitute for Senate Bill 302 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 302, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Safety for participation in the Alaska Avalanche Warning System and providing for an effective date.
Question.
The question has been called for. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 302 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 1 nay, 1 excused.
And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 302 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 302 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hear no objection. The effective date clause is adopted.
Committee substitute for House Bill.
Mr. President? Senator Ray?
I don't know if we did the proper thing yet or not, because I don't know if the original bill was a committee substitute, or it was by Coletta. It went to the Finance Committee, where it was changed into a committee substitute.
No.
Where it was amended. And the committee substitute from the rules is exactly the same as the Finance Committee.
I don't think it is. It's a different amount of money.
If it's, well, all right. If it's, as long as we,
we have to get the avalanche in place. And as long as we've done that, that's okay. But I just would call your attention because I'd hate to see it go down again.
Madam Secretary.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 599, an act relating to the authority of the Board of Game and the Department of Fish and Game over domestic mammals, was held over from March 5th. It's in second reading. I do have an amendment number one by Senator Ray. On page one, line 12, delete domestic. On page one, line 13, after two, insert privately conducted hunts.
Mr. President?
Senator Ray?
I would move for the adoption of the amendment. I think everybody has a copy of it.
I object only for purpose of information.
Objection is noted.
On questioning to the Department of Fish and Game and explaining to them what my purpose was, they explained that there is a dual control over certain animals, but the, like as described here, the musk ox and the bison and the reindeer. And when they are feral animals, they're under the initial control of the Fish and Game. In other words, if they're wild animals, they're under the control of the Fish and Game. Otherwise, they're under the control of the Division of Agriculture and the Department of Natural Resources, a domestic animal. So what this, in essence, does is make an exception to the Fish and Game Authority in that they have no control over domestic mammals, as outlined here, except, and if these animals are owned, legally owned by an individual and used for domestic purposes. And it includes, but is not limited to, agricultural work, food, and production of materials for clothing. All of these have a domestic connotation and are easily understood. There are some controversy or difference of opinion as to what the meaning of domestic is. And there is some difference of opinion as the domestic use of an animal would be for a private hunt. So what this does, in essence, what the amendment does is to remove the word domestic so it would allow and put in there a privately conducted hunt, which is the controversy in question. So in order to line it up properly so that you could allow privately conducted hunts on privately owned animals on privately owned land.
Withdraw my objection.
I'd ask unanimous consent for the adoption amendment.
Mr. President.
Senator Hackney.
Not exactly an objection, but I assume that the word domestic would also want to be removed in the title on line 7.
You don't want to prohibit the use of clothing.
No, sir. I'm not removing the word domestic from domestic mammals on line 11, nor am I asking for it to be removed from line 7. The only place is for domestic purposes, and that seems to be where the argument would be whether a hunt is a domestic purpose or not. So this allows them for purposes including. Also, there was a question that was brought to my mind as to the inspection of animals. And this, the question was, would this disallow an inspection of animals coming into or being shipped out of state? And no, under no circumstances. The Division of Agriculture has a procedure to inspect all animals, whether they're domestic or feral or whatever. If they're brought into the state and are released as wild animals, there still is the inspection procedures. And I think that's a cooperation between Fish and Game and the Division of Agriculture in feral animals, but in domestic animals, it is controlled by the Division of Agriculture, Department of Natural Resources.
Still any objections to the adoption of amendment number one? Hearing none, amendment number one is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 599 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 599, amended Senate, an act relating to the authority of the Board of Game and the Department of Fish and Game over domestic mammals.
Question. Question has been called for. The question is, should committee substitute for House Bill 599, amended, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
And so committee substitute for House Bill 599, as amended by the Senate, has passed the Senate.
Yes, Mr. President, I have not received all the information needed to respond. The senator raised questions on SCR 51 through 54. I would move and ask unanimous consent that SCR 51, 52, 53, and 54 appear on Monday's calendar.
Do I hear an objection? Senator Hackman.
Mr. President, these are on reconsideration. Is that correct?
No, they did not vote on them at all. And hearing no objection, Senate Bills 51, 52, 53, and...
I object. There's a possibility that I won't be here on Monday, not the request of the Chairman of Community Regional Affairs if she'd hold it until Tuesday.
Chairman, that's perfectly appropriate.
The motion is to hold Senate Bills 51, 52, 53, and 54 until Tuesday's calendar. Hearing no objection, so are.
Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
I thank the Senator from Anchorage for her courtesy.
Senator Farenkamp.
Mr. President, on Senate Resolution Number 20, I need to do some further work on that, and I'd like to ask for unanimous consent that that be returned to Resource Committee.
The motion is to return Senate Bill 20 to Resources Committee. Unanimous consent has been asked. Hear no objection. Senate Bill 20, or Senate Resolution 20, is returned to Resources Committee. That brings us to the end of today's calendar. We're on to unfinished business. Senator Mulcahy.
After reviewing ST 511, State Affairs would waive referral.
That sends it directly to Judiciary, is it not?
Yes, sir.
Mr. President? Yes, move and ask unanimous consent that we return to introduction of guests for purposes of introducing the guests.
Without objection, the Senate reverts the introduction of guests.
Yes, in the gallery behind me is Joe DiMatteo. He's been very active the last few years in a very difficult area, that of counseling and working in drug programs and drug rehabilitation and treatment, and he's down in Juneau for a few days.
We return to unfinished business. Does any member have anything on unfinished business? Special orders. Does any member have anything on the special order? Announcement of committee meeting.
Mr. President.
Senator Curtula.
Vote to be on unfinished business. I'm moving to ask unanimous consent to return to unfinished business.
Without objection, we return to unfinished business. Senator Coletta, you have a
question, and I hope it's appropriate at this moment. A question to Senator Holman. Senator Holman, on last night's meeting, which I invited in case we flew, I didn't get a chance to attend, but I bet, presume a number of members of the Senate would like to have a quick synopsis, if possible, of what you felt was outcome, or it's too early to tell. An important meeting on the Bristol Bay fishery. I happen to have some material here in front of me that reminded me of that. I understand there was quite a bit of progress made.
Senator Holman?
Mr. President, there were several of us there. You, yourself, was there. Senator Mulcahy from this body. Senator Coletta was there. We had Ernie Hogan, Representative Hogan, Representative Sam Cotton, a new fisherman.
Our newest fisherman.
Yes. And we had testimony from Mr. Charles Meacham, who's the chairman of the governor's task force on this problem, Mr. Carl Rozier, Mr. Steve Penoyer of the Fish and Game Department. We had testimony from some of the people in Bristol Bay. I think there were about four people that had questions and comments to make, as well as some people from Bethel. We were on teleconference for about an hour and a half. I think that we saw that some work was being done, recognition that it was a significant problem. I think for a more complete report, we'll have a transcript available of the of those proceedings to for distribution to the body.
Thank you. Go then to committee announcements.
Finance tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Mr.
President, Committee on Regional Affairs at 130 Buttrovich Room, SB 352, requiring fiscal notes, bills affecting municipalities, HB 585, reincorporation of second class borough home rule.
All right, further committee announcements?
Mr. President, we do have a video conference at 1:30 this afternoon, or 2 o'clock this afternoon, in the media center on Senate Bill 161.
Senator Clark.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
That stands on adjournment.